Tip number 166. Hello, this is John Chambers, and welcome to the 1 Minute Tip, a collection of short podcasted tips covering the technologies we use every day. This is a Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here, techpodcasts.com. Today's 1 Minute Tip is sponsored by GoToMeeting. So quick, what's a dirty button? Well, if you're a Macintosh user, you probably see dirty buttons all the time and don't even realize it. As you're working on a document, you'll notice that the Close button in the upper left-hand corner of your document will display a small dark circle. When you save the document, the circle will go away, but as you start to edit again, the circle will reappear. So this is a great little visual indicator to let you know when content is safe. Now, in addition to a dirty button, some applications will display a small, semi-transparent icon to the left of the title bar to let you know that the document has not been saved. When you save, the small icon will now become 100% opaque. Of course, another indicator is to go to the File pull-down menu and see if the word Save is available. If it's dark and available, your document is not currently saved. If it's gray, that means the document is saved and up to date. Another helpful feature? When you quit out of an application, most of the time, it will indicate that you have or have not saved the document. So here you can select Save, Don't Save, or Cancel if you're not sure what you need to do. Some applications will even auto-save for you, and you can set the duration. For instance, the application TextEdit will create a duplicate current document with the title Auto-Saved. And when you do save the document, this secondary document will go away. So save often, because when the lights go out, you don't want to have a dirty button. Well, it looks like our time is up. Questions, comments, or additions, email us at tip@oneminutetip.com or stop by the website at www.oneminutetip.com. Think about your last out-of-town meeting. What was there? A taxi cab, plane fare, hotel bill, and all the other travel expenses. Just to sit down and show a PowerPoint presentation in a meeting. Now try it with GoToMeeting. The GoToMeeting software is easy to set up and runs on both Macs and PCs, and can be set up in a matter of minutes. Same great meeting, but at a fraction of the cost. And be sure to take advantage of the built-in voiceover IP. Save time and money with your next meeting with GoToMeeting. Try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited online meetings. Just visit GoToMeeting.com/techpodcasts.